A new film out in cinemas this week focuses on a couple in lockdown who conspire to rob the department store, Harrods. It stars Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor. And here to tell us more is RN's film critic, Jason DeRosso. Good morning, morning to you.
Yeah, I think it's their out. That's what they're wishing.
Oh,
it's,
I
it's
see.
It's their out of this terrible lockdown that, that they, especially in London, have been experiencing. So this is a film set in London.
And they're going straight to the top with Harrods. I mean, not just any old department store.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, if you rob a regular department store, what are you going to get? A couple of scarves? But Harrods,
I would argue more useful thing than Harrods. It's
possibly
full of really, really expensive stuff you'd never really use.
Well, it also has a stone, a precious stone that's worth something like £3 million, I think. And that's what this couple have their eye on. And as you mentioned, the couple are played by Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor. This is a kind of film where I don't think it's a particularly good film, but it will scratch your date night movie itch if that's what you've got. It's also a film that's kind of, it's fueled by a bit of an anger, really, and anger at the kind of random bad things of the universe. And I suppose it's a metaphorical film in that sense for COVID itself and how people are sort of angry at the moment. And it's a fantasy about getting one back at the universe with a sort of victimless crime, really. But also on top of this, I mean, both of these characters who I fell in and out of love with in this film, I have to say, because they're not the most appealing characters in sort of a moral sense. These characters have sort of personal reasons to be angry as well. So Anne Hathaway plays Linda, who's the UK manager of this luxury goods brand, an American company, and she's just falling out of love with the fact that all the clients that she has to pander after have deep pockets but really dodgy pasts and have earned their money in unscrupulous ways. He plays a courier who's just about to be furloughed, and he's angry at the world because he's got this kind of could have been a contender syndrome. He thinks of himself as something of an artist, but there is a mark on his past, a run-in with the law that sort of has restricted his possibilities as a man in the present. So he's quite angry about that. And these two are on the brink of separation when this opportunity emerges her work.
Is it credible that a couple almost breaking up or almost apart plan a heist together?
Look, I think it's one of the most hard-to-believe pivots of the film, but I'll tell you more about why I think that is after this clip. Here's a clip in which this is the moment where they more or less start tossing around this idea of, oh, maybe via this insider knowledge of Linda's job, we can pool our resources and steal this precious stone.
£3 million, tax-free. No consequences.
One for me, one for you, one for the NHS.
You have thought about this.
You know, I need to go meditate.
Well, are you sure they won't check it in New York?
Shut up, I need to meditate.
What were you going to say?
The man who bought the diamond is bad. He's really bad, and you and I are good, and the NHS is good, and good is better than bad. And when I explained all that to Grandma, even she said, well, yeah, that's true. And she was a Calvinist, straight as a rod. Unlike me, who is weak in the face of temptation.
Live wild or die, Linda.
Live wild or die, which has been my motto for the last 12 months.
What did you say? This film is not very good. What was it that you said at the beginning?
As I say, well, I did say that, but I also think that, I mean, it's a pair of really fine actors. Chiwetel Ejiofor is a guest on my show at 10 a.m. this morning, by the way, an Academy Award nominated actor. And I think he's great in it. He's very charismatic, despite the fact that I think the character at times isn't that likable. And Anne Hathaway, I think, is excellent. It is a film. This is one of the big reasons why I don't think it works. Behind the scenes, this is a film by Doug Liman, who made Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and he's made sort of romantic action film genre melds before. But the script was written very quickly, and in fact wasn't even finished when they started filming. Much of it was shot in lockdown in this sort of single house. They eventually get out and go into Harrods and so forth. So what we're watching, apparently, according to the critics' notes that they actually give to the critics, is the first draft of the script. So that, I think, accounts for some of the lumpiness and wonkiness and dodgy sort of table-turning moments. And also there's a slight smugness to the film which I didn't like. I'll give you one example of this smugness. At a certain point, Chiwetel Ejiofor's character wears a name tag of Edgar Allan Poe, and supposedly you know, he already thinks he's a bit of an artist and no one reads the classics anymore and all of that. And he walks around Harrods and none of the kind of cogs in the Harrods machine, like the security guards and so forth, twig that it's, you know, Edgar Allan Poe. So, you know, which is a gag that I find a little condescending.
Very briefly, we've got less than
Locked
a minute.
Down, it's called, by the way.
An American indie western, First Cow.
Yeah, it came out last week. I just wanted to mention it because I didn't have time last week, by Kelly Reichardt. This won the best film, the favourite film of the New York Film Critics of 2020. It is a film about a couple of guys on the margins in this mining town in the 1800s, and they decide to steal milk from the only cow of the village that's owned by a very rich, pompous Englishman, and go to work selling these sort of fried, doughy, oily cakes, they call them, to the miners. And they end up, it all ends up sort of going south for them. But a lilting anti-Western, a bit melancholic, a bit wry, more than a little wry, and it's called First Cow.
Jason DeRosso, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The screen show on at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't miss it.